Bing Crosby was the biggest thing in pop singing in the 1930s, a star on radio and in the movies. He stayed on top in the 40s, when Frank Sinatra began giving him competition. Bing Crosby kept recording until just before his death in 1977. Our jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has listened to a new series of archival Crosby recordings, and he likes some of them a lot.
I feel a song coming on. It's a melody full of the laughter of children out after the rain. You'll hear a tuneful story ringing through you, love and glory, hallelujah. And now that my troubles are gone, let those heavenly drums go on drumming, 'cause I feel a song coming on.
Bing Crosby recorded for his CBS radio show in 1956. It's from the collection Bing Sings the Great American Songbook. Crosby often sounded funnier and more at ease on radio than on records. Not hard to hear why, with some of the settings record producers put him in.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia, Bing Crosby, 1975, Georgia, from his CD, A Southern Memoir. These albums come from a batch of Crosby reissues and archival releases from Bing's own vaults. They've been dribbling out a while, but the series is getting a higher-profile relaunch. The music is all over the map. Bing goes Latin. Bing goes Hawaiian. Bing sings special lyrics to amuse his horse racing and fishing buddies. The sampler, So Rare, Treasures from the Crosby Archive, sets the tone with its highs and lows from early and late. Rarities include an unreleased 60s single for Frank Sinatra's label, where the producer squeezed Crosby into a Sinatra suit.
Have fun, my young go-getter, but hun, till you do better, don't let a good thing get away. Go hop aboard your flight of fancy. You can afford a chase that's chancy, till you face the piper and it's payday.
That was not a good fit for Bing. But the best stuff in the Crosby series reminds us why we should care. Early on, he learned to swing a tune from Louis Armstrong. But the effect was way different, funneled through Bing's buttermilk timbre and cool persona.
Button up your overcoat when the wind is free. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me. Eat an apple every day, get to bed by 3. I want you to take good care of yourself, honey. You belong to me, be careful.
The CDs Bing Sings the Great American Songbook and Bing on Broadway are the creme de la creme, sparked by a briskly efficient radio rhythm section and made without corporate input. For their marathon recording sessions, pianist Buddy Cole's quartet worked up quick and quirky arrangements of pop evergreens, informed by Nat Cole's tight piano-guitar combo and some recent Fred Astaire jazz records.
Crazy rhythm, here's the doorway. I'll go my way, you go your way. Crazy rhythm, from now on we're through. Here is where we have a showdown. I'm too high-hat, you're too low-down. Crazy rhythm, here's goodbye to you. They say that when a highbrow meets a lowbrow walking along Broadway, soon the highbrow, he has no brow. Ain't it a shame, and you're to blame. What's the use of prohibition? You produce the same condition. Crazy rhythm, I'm gone crazy too.
The Mosaic label put out a big box of these 1950s Crosby sides 3 years ago. I hope these single-disc songbooks find good homes. The breezy settings are a perfect fit for Bing, who's caught at the perfect time. Excellent recording puts you right in the room. Past 50, Crosby was still in fine voice. He purged his style of mannerisms that made him easy to poke fun at. The musicians thought like radio actors, taking on a variety of roles in short order. Buddy Cole kept piano, celeste, and organ within reach, sometimes playing two at a time.
Here I slide again, about to take that ride again, all starry-eyed again, taking a chance on love. I thought the cards were a frame-up, and I never would try. But now I'm taking the game up, and the ace of hearts is high. Things are mending now, I see a rainbow blending now. We'll have our happy ending now, taking a chance on love.
Bing Crosby's influence on modern singing is so huge, we barely notice it anymore. It spread out through deadpan crooners like Perry Como, folksy colloquialists like Johnny Mercer, and warm, sexy baritones like Billy Eckstein. Later singers who effectively undersell a song are indebted too, like Nick Drake and Leonard Cohen. Jazz singing could use a fresh dose of Crosby's influence after so many swaggering baby Sinatras. Bring on the baby Bings.
Say it's only a paper moon sailing over a cardboard sea, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Yes, it's only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Point of Departure, Downbeat, and eMusic, and is the author of Why Jazz. You can download podcasts of our show at freshair.npr.org. Follow us on Twitter at NPR Fresh Air and on Tumblr at nprfreshair.tumblr.com. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer for online media is Nell Beschenstein. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.